Hello, sir. I'm very sorry. It seems the call got disconnected.
Yeah, it did, Mayor. Sorry about that. Carry on.
Yeah. Let's just continue. Regardless of where you started these bans, do you think banning these products for the adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Other issues are far more important.
Thank you, sir. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel it's the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? And I will say two options. The first one says prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive, or harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence, and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. Which would be the best approach for your opinion, the first one or second one?
Second one.
Thank you. Now I'd like to read you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. The creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes. That makes you feel very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned.
Very concerned.
Thank you. Loss of tens of thousands of good paying jobs, including manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal regulated industry today. That makes you feel very concerned, so was concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned.
Not very concerned.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, and 0 means you don't agree with the statement. You can use any number from 0 to 10, and let's start with America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white populations occurs because some police officers and legal officials use trivial laws, such as marijuana possession, to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be imprisoned. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might never return from. From 0 to 10, how agree you are with this?
10.
Thank you. Prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on a smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. This type of drug trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. From 0 to 10, how agree you are?
10.
Thank you, sir. Today's adult smokers. I'm sorry? I'm sorry, sir. I didn't get it.
I said I'm gonna get another dead zone here in just a minute. So hurry.
Yeah, I will do it quickly. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. Let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
I do not support a ban.
Thank you so much. So regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products are bringing more benefit or more harm to your own community?
Sorry.
Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults, 21 and older, brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
More harm.
Thank you, sir. Just a couple of questions for statistical purposes. Would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for a federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision of who to vote for?
This would have very little to no impact.
Thank you, sir. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Cigars, cigarettes, beer, pipe tobacco, smokeless tobacco such as dip of chew, liquor or spirit, wine, or e-cigarette or e-vapor products? You can tell me if you use any of those. Or if not, we can continue. So which one, sir?
I don't want to answer that. Most of them.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Let me continue with this. And what is the last schooling that you, the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Some college.
Thank you. Are you married or married, living with partners, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single, living with partner.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Which of the following best describes or how do you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Working class.
Thank you, sir. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
Say that again.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Thank you, sir. Well, thank you so much for your kindness helping me with this survey. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Thanks. Bye.
Take care, sir.